This is Word of Mouth from NHPR. I'm Virginia Prescott, and you're listening to Do You Love Me off of Live Acoustic. It's a 2013 release from the pop band Guster. Born in Boston in the early 1990s, Guster first hit the pop charts in 99 with the song Fafa, and they've been drawing sellout crowds ever since. Guster's going to be performing in Manchester, New Hampshire at the Palace Theatre on Friday, September the 12th. We spoke with Guster's guitarist and lead singer Ryan Miller early last year, back when they were touring this stripped-down album called Live Acoustic.
I don't know where I am, but I was just sitting in an Eames chair at a community college, so I was very happy about that.
That's pretty
good. I know, I felt good. I was like, let's do it. By the way, that's the most I've listened to our new acoustic live record was just then when it was playing.
Wow, so you guys toss these things off and then what, you just move on?
No, I mean, this whole thing happened so quickly. You know, we did this tour last spring in April of 2012. We had been talking about doing an acoustic tour forever, and then we got these string arrangements, and we just kind of documented it just to do it. And then, I don't know, some email went around in, like, October or November, like, we're going to do an acoustic album. We need to name it in a day, and you need to, and we've already mixed it in. So I don't even, that's why the name is so benign, Acoustic Live. Like, that's the worst name ever. How did that happen?
And we were kind of wondering how you came up with that.
Just terrible. The cover of that thing, I drew something on an iPad and I sent it, and like 10 minutes later it was the cover. It was so thrown together, and I never listened to it because I knew I couldn't change it. So I just listened to it. It sounded pretty good.
Yeah, it does sound pretty good. And there is a kitty cat, by the way, on the cover. I should let our listeners know.
I'm not really a great artist. I probably shouldn't be doing cover art for albums.
Well, since we now know that you guys plan things so carefully, I'm curious about the rules for the acoustic tour. So what's the rule? You can plug in an amp, no pedals?
Yeah, well, the main thing is that we're sitting down and that people are in seated venues, which we've never done before. I mean, we've always kind of fought against playing seated venues, even when we played, you know, the music hall in Portsmouth, we always, like, encourage people to stand up right away. The goal at this point is to keep trying to challenge ourselves to do some interesting things. What can we do that's going to really shake things up, that's going to make things more interesting for us, more interesting for our fans? How can we interface with the music in a way that's not like, hey, here's this band and they're going to play Demons for the 7,000th time, you know?
Well, let's hear one of those old songs that you dug up for the live album. This is a little bit from Rocket Ship. Now, this is originally off of the 1998 album Goldfly.
Warning sign for them. Read my apology. Their hope of disbelief. But no.
That's the song Rocket Ship, performed by Guster from their new acoustic live record. Since we're auditioning this for you today, Ryan, what do you think?
That's weird. I'm kind of mad because I kind of wanted to get through life never having heard it. They're not really allowing me to do that.
Well, should I give you like a spoiler alert? You can just block your ears when we're going to play bits of your music.
You're going to be like, okay, you have 25 seconds. I'll put my finger. not listening to you. Not listening.
One of the things your band is known for that, you know, so many people love about you, great pop hooks and lots of playing around with rhythm track. I want to know how to pronounce his name first. Your percussionist, Brian Rosenworcel.
Wow. Look at you.
Well, you know, I do. This is an NPR interview. You are in an Eames chair.
We are next level there. I'm impressed.
Well, he's known for playing things almost exclusively with his hands. I'm wondering if he's using a drum set through this tour, or is he just going acoustic with his hands?
Yeah, no, he's doing more of the drum kit thing. I mean, there's sort of been all these different versions of our band, and I think these big distinct chapters, and I think the first like iteration of Guster was defined by Brian playing exclusively percussion parts. And then after we made our album Lost and Gone Forever in 1999, he was feeling really stifled creatively. You know, I think he felt like he was stuck playing these certain kind of rhythms and this certain kind of way. Eventually, you know, just as turning into adults and starting to understand music more, like, well, let's not be a gimmicky band. I mean, there was a moment, you know, that I had reading the liner notes of Lost and Gone Forever, that last album we did with percussion exclusively, and it's like all the sounds were made using hand drums, no sticks. Mm-hmm. It was like, who cares? You know what I mean? Like, I remember seeing that too, like on a Rage Against the Machine, like Tom Morello, those aren't keyboard sounds, those are made using guitar. Mm-hmm. But like, I don't care about that stuff when I'm listening to music. I don't care if it's fake or if it's real or if it was recorded with a $1 million studio or like a 4-track at home, as long as it's working for the song.
Okay, well, plug your ears because we're going to hear another tune.
Oh, God, how long? I'll put
well,
on my timer.
Let's see. I don't know, maybe 20 seconds.
Is this the first time you've done an interview where you had to warn the guy that you're about to play his music and to plug his ears?
Well, usually they're kind of behind the music that they're putting out there. I don't know.
No. And I don't even think it's bad. I've been enjoying it. You know what? I'm going to unplug my ears for the next 20 seconds.
All right. How about this is Satellite, the hit single from your 2006 release,
okay,
Ganging Up on the Sun. Here's a live acoustic recording from the new album by Guster. That's the song Satellite, and it's from the new acoustic live album from Guster. We're speaking with Ryan Miller of Guster. He's the guitarist, lead singer, and primary songwriter for the band. Ryan, you know, one of the things that struck me when I was listening to your songs anew with this album was thinking that, you know, they're sunny and optimistic, but deceptively so. You know, like, you're young, 21, everything's under control, and all that gets blown to bits.
Yeah.
What is that? Is that something in your personality?
For me, it was a lot of it came from just being a really big Smiths fan and a really big Morrissey fan, because I loved that about the Smiths, that mm-hmm. they wrote these massively poppy, crazy upbeat songs that was like, girlfriend in a coma, I know. For me, it always felt like we could get away singing these super sunny songs if there was some weight that was underneath them that would kind of keep them from floating away. Like that song, Do You Love Me? Like, it was the song, to me at least, is not, hey, do you love me? This is great. But it's about the dissolution of this relationship that kind of like just developed into this stagnant thing after 5 years. And the question isn't so much, we're falling in love and do you love me for the first time? It's more like, hey, we've been in this for 5 or 10 years and do you even love me anymore?
Well, that's a question that I think a lot of couples come to after 5 years. Now you've been together as a band, what, since the early 90s. Do you sometimes look at them and say, okay, do you still love me? Are we still doing this?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I think, you know, every record since probably Lost and Gone Forever, we'd always had to discover what it is we're trying to say. I mean, especially in the last 5 years, I mean, we all have kids. Between Brian, Adam, and I, we have 7 kids. We're not a cool new band. You know, I lived in Brooklyn for 12 years, and so I was constantly exposed to cool new bands and awesome new sounds, and it's my constant battle of, like, do we have something new to contribute? Because you see other bands that maybe go on a little bit further than they should, and it's like, okay, as soon as it starts slipping into pure nostalgia is when I want to stop. Thankfully, you know, like Easy Wonderful, our last album, felt like, okay, when we play those songs live, the energy doesn't dip. You know, there's not like people like, oh, man, it's these songs. We don't want to hear these. But again, we have to earn that every record. It's not just a foregone conclusion that that's going to be the case.
Well, Ryan Miller, guitarist, vocalist, lead songwriter for the band Guster, I want to thank you so much for joining us.
Well, thank you for having me, and thank you for your kind words, and thank you for exposing me to the live album we just released for the first time.
If that's all you will be, you'll be a waste of time.
That's our earlier conversation with Ryan Miller from Guster. Guster is going to be playing at the Palace Theater in Manchester on Friday. That's September the 12th. Their latest album is called Live Acoustic, and they've got a full-length album planned for January. And if the single Simple Machine is any indication, sounds like it's going to be quite a departure. Thanks so much for joining us today. If you like what you heard, there's plenty more at wordofmouthradio.org and also on our social media sites, Facebook and Twitter. Early in the show, we spoke with the director of the Humor Research Lab, who broke down the science of what makes people laugh. So we'd like to hear from you. Do you remember the hardest you ever laughed? We're talking uncontrollable, paroxysm, fits of laughter. To get your memory flowing, here's comedian and actor Zach Galifianakis on the Pete Holmes podcast, talking about the time he laughed the hardest.
Church service on Christmas Eve.
Oh, church laughter is the best.
The best, because you're not supposed to do it.
You're not supposed to do it.
We were singing Silent Night, and we were lighting candles at the same time, but my dad had a really bad wick. His wick was implanted into the wax, so he couldn't get his candle lit. Everybody, 500 people in the church have their candle lit. They're singing Silent Night. My dad's oblivious. I'm trying to light his candle. I'm like, Dad, we're on the third stanza here. Get this thing lit. The song's ending. He finally gets it lit. He brings it to the front of his face. And as soon as he brings it to the front of his face, everybody blows out their candle. It was the greatest time thing I've ever witnessed. I had this feeling in my gut that I've never laughed. I screamed in church. I went, and I had to leave.
So what was it for you? What set you off into fits of uncontrollable giggles? Let us know on our Facebook page, facebook.com/wordofmouthradio. I'm Virginia Prescott. Please come back for more Word of Mouth tomorrow at 2, right here on New Hampshire Public Radio. We'll be right back.